Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and for virtually anybody in the Arab world, I don't have to introduce this voice. Umm Kulthum of Egypt is the Arab world's, or was the Arab world's, most famous singer. What many people don't know, though, is that most of her songs were written by three composers. So the young musicians who make up the Arabesque Music Ensemble decided it was time to give them some credit. They've just re-recorded some of these songs for a new album called The Music of the Three Musketeers. And two members of the Arabesque Music Ensemble join me on Soundcheck today, founder and kanun player Hisham Shami and violinist Hana Khoury. Gentlemen, welcome to the two of you.
Thank you for having us.
Hisham, let me start with you. First of all, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Three musketeers, three Arab composers. We've been talking about knowing when to go out on top. No question here, these guys have all been dead at least 25 years. So why revisit their songs now?
Because their music is great. And also because we come of a from a tradition of music where most of the time credit for the music is being given to the singer. The singer gets the spotlight, gets the fame, gets the credit for the music. And most of the time people tend to forget that behind the actual singer, behind the ensemble performing, there's an actual composer.
Mm-hmm. So, to make an analogy here, we think of Frank Sinatra songs as Frank Sinatra songs, even though he never wrote them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Umm Kulthum, a huge iconic figure in the world of Arabic music, and she has a bunch of people writing for her, but these three musketeers, where did that name come from, by the way?
Umm Kulthum's body of work encompasses more than 300 songs, and in order to compose 300 songs, she used about 13 of the most brilliant composers we had in between the 1920s and 1970s in the Arab world. The fact is, more than three-quarters of these songs were composed by three gentlemen, Zakaria Ahmed, Muhammad Al-Qasabji, and Riyad Al-Sumbati. And it was, I think, during the last... About 15 to 20 years ago, where Lebanese musicologist and journalist Victor Sahab referred to them as the three knights or the three musketeers. The actual expression he uses is El Fursan et Talatha.
So it wasn't that the three of them collaborated in any way while they were alive?
To some extent, they did. They did not have a secret location where they met, so, but to some extent they did. At a time where Riyad Sumbati was composing for Umm Kulthum, her principal oud player was Muhammad Al-Qasabji. And Muhammad Al-Qasabji and Zakaria Ahmed were both born within a year from each other and died within 2 years from each other. So they did collaborate to some extent with each other. But the actual name, Al-Fursan al-Talatha, the Three Musketeers, came, I think,
posthumously. Okay. Hana, differences among the three? I mean, of these three musketeers, it seems like Zakaria Ahmad might have been somewhat different from the other two.
Well, it's very important to distinguish that those people lived within the same era. So if you want to talk about the overall, it's like, if I may make a comparison, the classical period, or if I may say, like, Baroque period in classical music, I mean, they all go within same rules. So, yes, each one had his own interpretation, when it came to composition, orchestration. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, these compositions were, composed around the same time,
But didn't Ahmad, wasn't he more kind of Sufi-based as opposed to...
He was definitely the traditionalist among the three traditionalists, if I may. Both of them, they're part of the same artistic movement. And the fact that they were contemporary has led to their styles being somehow similar. Now, we're talking also about three different people. So while being similar, there are differences that make them have their own particular style. And among the three, yes, Kasabji was the most traditionalist.
All right. So Zakaria Ahmad is the one we're going to hear a little bit of right now. This is a song whose English title would be Waiting for You from the Arabesque Music Ensemble. The song is called Ana Fintizarak, Waiting for You, and it was composed by Zakaria Ahmad, originally for the great Egyptian singer Kalthum, but recorded here by the Arabesque Music Ensemble. We're speaking with two of their members, founder and zither player Hisham Shami and violinist Hana Khoury. Hana, the singer here, obviously not the long-dead Egyptian great Kalthum, but rather 75-year-old Yusuf Kassab, born in Syria, based in Brooklyn. How did you guys find him, and why choose him to be the voice of these songs?
Well, actually, Yusuf Kassab is probably the most prominent musician in the United States. He collaborated with other major artists in the U.S. I believe that he was approached earlier on the Sayyid Darwish project. He could not commit to that. But
that was the first record
exactly
by when this band had a different name, the Chicago
Classical Oriental
Classical
Ensemble.
Right. Ensemble. But we are very lucky to have him on this recording. Obviously, his knowledge about the maqamat, his training
the,
in
those
Syria.
Those are the scales.
The Arabic scales, yeah. Exactly, the Arab modes. The whole thing about improvisation. I mean, he lived this period. He studied with the great masters of Syria at the time. So basically, and he, most importantly, he attended their performances. He attended their rehearsals. So when he gives us a comment, you know, or something to do as a violinist, he's not telling me out of his mind. I mean, he heard the original violinist of Kulthum, and he told me, okay, this is how he did it. This is how you need to follow me.
So did he change the way you guys did this record?
Oh, yeah. there is one particular incident that was nightmarish to some extent, but I keep talking about. Is once we were done, once we had the final product ready for him to listen to before going to press, we kind of invited him out of courtesy to, you know, come down to Chicago and listen to it. And I'll be like, hey, this is how it sounds like finally. And he listened to the entire thing, and it took him, he listened to every single track without uttering a single comment. And at the end, his words were very brief and were very Kassab-esque to some extent. He looked at us, and Hannah and myself were present, and his words were, this is a great CD. It's a great performance. It's very tight. It's very neat. The performance is very clean. Now, is it traditional? No. Am I going to listen to it? Maybe not.
Wow.
And what I thought would, you know, take a few minor arrangements at the studio to change ended up being him sitting us down for 3 days recording every single note. That was when we were done.
So you ended up re-recording all the instrumental parts.
Absolutely. And we realized that it's not, we cannot, it was not insulting for us, because to some extent he made us, and I believe he was successful at that, listen to this music from his own perspective. The perspective, like Hannah mentioned earlier, and it has its weight. The perspective of someone who was sitting down with these particular people. I mean, Zakaria Ahmad, for Hannah, for myself, is a name, is a legend, is someone we heard about. is someone he has seen.
Right.
So
there's a connection, there's a kind of an unbroken connection.
We kind of think about Yusuf as being that bridge in between us performing in the earliest 21st century and these musicians who died at the time when I was 4 and Hanna was 2.
Right. So you're a bunch of younger guys. You would have no direct relationship to this older music except exactly. through him. So he comes along and says, it's a great record, but it's perhaps not the record you thought you were making.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Hanna, what are these? Are they love songs, essentially?
Yeah, most of them are. That's what most of Umm Kulthum's songs were known to be. It's about love that you can never reach.
All right. Well, this song called Ya Fayetni means You Who Have Left Me. And this, once again, is music from the Arabesque Music Ensemble. The Arabesque Music Ensemble featuring the 75-year-old singer Yusuf Kassab. The ensemble themselves, members mostly in their 20s and 30s, revisiting this classic music from the repertoire of the Egyptian singer Umm Kulthum, and performing tonight at 8 o'clock at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway. The Arabesque Music Ensemble CD is called The Music of the Three Musketeers, and we've heard music from two of the three so far. And Hanna, so why do this record? Why would a bunch of young guys be drawn to this older music?
Well, it's very important, again, as Hisham said earlier, that this is great compositions that needs to be revisited and performed. I look, for example, on Beethoven, even years after, his death, his music is still, being played by major orchestras, major recordings. It's very important that we save these compositions. A lot of it is performed even on, very bad early recordings, with the help of fellow scholars and ethnomusicologists, we are able to basically take this music, put it together, and give it to the younger generation today.
Now, Hisham, Hanna was telling us the story of how, you were telling the story, you did the record, and then Yusuf hears it and says, all right, this is good, but you got to do this instead.
Mm-hmm.
How much improvisation is there in this music, and how much do you really want to slavishly follow the way the original Umm Kulthum recordings were made?
Tough one, John. We're talking about a recording, and when performing particular pieces, there's not much room for improvisation within the pieces. Now, how you link the pieces together, how you introduce each piece, then yes, there is tons to be done. But as far as a piece, and I think this is the idea behind the philosophy behind having this ensemble, we're not trying to add much to these compositions. This is how the composer, someone who deserves respect for his talent, this is how the composer envisioned this music. It's my duty as a performer to perform it the way it was meant to be performed.
So this is a classical music, and you guys view yourselves as a classical music ensemble.
Exactly. It's also very important to say that around that time, even the instrument, the qanun instrument, was different. Now, with they add all these urabs, to make the tuning a lot easier, between the maqams. Back then, they used to do the finger, technically, and that's what Yusuf referred to. It's a great performance, tight performance, but It's not traditional. So you basically have to go back and try to listen. What notes did he choose to play and not how many notes did he choose to play?
Or how many notes I can play.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's as important what you don't say as what you do say. And we have heard two of the three Musketeers. In the background is the third, Riyad Al-Sumbati. And we'll use some of his music to wrap up with. The Arabesque Music Ensemble CD is called The Music of the Three Musketeers, and they will be playing music by these three composers tonight at 8 o'clock at Symphony Space. Hisham Shami, Hama Khoury, a pleasure having you guys back here in our studio. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for Soundcheck this afternoon. This Soundcheck segment is part of The New Americans, a WNYC series that celebrates foreign-born artists and is supported in part by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. On Monday, a look at musicals that could help save Broadway from cheesiness. And Kate McGarry is often called a jazz vocalist, but she's hard to pin down on her latest album. She'll play live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we've had help today from Gabe Katz and Richard Rusinkovich. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time Monday for another Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.